I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We've taken numerous dives today into the global nation that we find right here in the U.S., stories about people who are struggling but also thriving in the world of dual identities, real stories. But you can also learn a lot from fiction. These days, some of the most exciting works of fiction are coming from immigrant writers, people like Mia Alvar. She just received the 2016 Penn Robert W. Bingham Prize for debut fiction and a cool $25,000 to go with it. The award is for her book, In the Country, a collection of 9 globetrotting stories. The characters, exiles and migrants, people who have to pack up their belongings, leave home and make a new life in a new land. Mia, congratulations, and thanks for being with us. We should say that you're no stranger to this experience. You were born in the Philippines, grew up in Bahrain and the U.S. What was it like to move around so much as a kid? What do you remember?
Yeah, I grew up sort of in 3 different cities and countries. It was quite disorienting at times and interesting to watch my parents go through the experience as well, sort of gravitating towards Filipino and Filipino American communities wherever they found themselves. And I think it made me a writer as well, because I didn't have a simple answer to the question, where are you from? Mm. And fiction is where I kind of worked out my more complicated responses to that question.
Elaborate a bit on that. I mean, how did your upbringing influence the characters you bring to life in your stories?
Well, I think the characters in the stories are all, to some extent, versions of the men and women that I grew up around. I had an uncle who was an overseas contract worker, or OFW, overseas Filipino worker, as they call them in the Philippines, in Saudi Arabia. My father and other members of my family obviously moved to Bahrain for work, which is where some of the stories are set. And I think I was really just obsessed growing up, and more so the older I got, with what that experience was like for their generation.
In your story, Shadow Families, you write this line: over the clatter of dishes and the crackle of oil and the smells of vinegar, soy sauce, garlic, and fermented fish sauce settling on our clothes and skin, we laughed about children and gossiped about marriage. The noise as much a comfort to us as the food itself. In Bahrain, how hard was it to find food that reminded you of home?
As I remember it, my family socialized a lot with other Filipino migrant families there, and they sort of had to create opportunities inside their own homes to enjoy this food that they were nostalgic about. There were barriers, obviously, the most obvious one being that pork, which is a pretty central ingredient in much of Filipino cuisine, was not readily available
right
in an Islamic country. And so I don't remember exactly how my parents and their friends got around that, but I certainly remember these parties every weekend where it was really about sharing memories of the homeland through food.
So, Mia, the night of your being awarded the debut fiction award from Penn, you weren't the only immigrant being honored. What's going on? Is there
right
a push by editors to hear these voices? Or is the number of really good writers who were not born in the U.S. just so overwhelming that it can't be denied ink?
Well, I think there have been really important conversations happening around diversity in literature and in publishing. I hope that that's what's being reflected in so many immigrant and international works of literature being celebrated at the ceremony the other night. And I suppose there's more immigrant literature being published today, and some of that might be out of practical reasons as well. As an immigrant myself and the daughter of immigrants, I can say that my parents were often very occupied with the hard work of assimilating and trying to make a living for themselves in a new place, and not always with creating works of art or writing novels or poems. And so I've found that it's often my friends in our generation sort of studying immigrant literature and aspiring to write books about our experience and our parents, and having the opportunities to do so that our parents didn't.
Mia Alvar is the recipient of the 2016 Penn Robert W. Bingham Prize for Debut Fiction for her book, In the Country. Thank you very much, Mia.
Thank you, Marco.